Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. And now, celebrating 15 years of broadcasting, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, whether you're tuning in on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM or through WYADonline.com. We're glad you all could be with us. Also, those joining us through our online affiliates around the world, we're glad you all could tune in as well. I am really excited to welcome Cheryl Haynes to our program today. She's someone who wears many hats. She's the founding executive director of the Foresight Foundation, as well as the principal of Haynes Gallery. She's joining us today to talk to us about an exciting thing that's coming up in April, and that is, of course, about her film, Ai Weiwei, Yours Truly, being at the San Francisco International Film Festival. We'll talk to her not only about what it's been like for her to share this amazing story, but also the journey to getting to this place, what it's been like for her to see the response to Ai Weiwei, and then, of course, to be able to let you guys know how to stay connected with her. Cheryl, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Cyrus. It's really nice to be here. Thanks for taking the time today.
Oh, no, thank you for taking out the time. I know this is a crazy busy time for you, Cheryl, and I've noticed when I was prepping for this segment, I mean, you have stayed consistently busy over the years with different projects, but especially, of course, with what you've been able to do in sharing this particular story. First of all, I want to talk about that. What has it been like for you to have not only to discover the importance of stories like this, but also to be able to share those with the world?
Well, you know, let's talk about Ai Weiwei first for a second and his stance on human rights, because I think it really, in some ways, it starts there for me. You know, okay. I have been a public art curator for many years, and I've been very interested in the notion of place and how to illuminate a place, whether it's a cultural or a natural history, by working through artists who are incredibly articulate. But it wasn't until I started to get to know Ai Weiwei a number of years ago, and I remember sitting through an interview with him when he was opening an exhibition in Tokyo, and someone asked him, and they said, why do you continue to put yourself at risk? Why do you go out into the world and do these projects or be an outspoken critic of the government, Chinese government? You know, why do you do it? And he said, it's my responsibility to tell these stories and to help others and to be a voice for them, for the people that cannot, be heard. And that resonated with me deeply. And I really never thought of myself necessarily as a storyteller or someone who had a particular responsibility to bring people's attention to, particular issues. Until that moment, and I said, well, wait a minute, I'm actually in a very unique position here as a curator, as right. someone who works with artists, to help facilitate their voices, help them tell the stories and disseminate them to a much, broader audience. And, wow, this is a gift and a responsibility that I cannot ignore. So that has happened many times through the projects that I've done in the last decade or so.
Right. And I think I'm so glad that you said that, though, Cheryl, because I think it goes to how we can be able to be in a position to not only to be able to do work that we enjoy, but also realize the impact that it can have. So when people started coming up to you, because one of the things I did when I was prepping for this segment is I noticed some of the other interviews and features that you've done, and to hear people talk about you, to talk about the work that you've done and how, the dedication that you have to it, do you think that's kind of where that comes from because of what you were able to see with Ai Weiwei?
Everyone's favorite subject, of course, is themselves, except for me. I don't really like talking about myself. I think one of the reasons why I'm a curator and not an artist myself is that it really is more about facilitating ideas of others. Now, I'm not saying there isn't a certain amount of creativity involved. There are tremendous logistics and understanding of bureaucracy and how to make things happen, quickly and efficiently. There's a certain art to that. But I think I'm just a conduit, honestly.
So for you then, to that point, is that why then making sure that at large was done. Is that really why that was so important for you? Because it was not about you, but making sure that the story of Ai Weiwei, as you mentioned, was told, but also the impact of his work was told.
Well, that's right. I mean, if you think about it, here's an incredibly brave man speaking out about the basic human rights abuses in China. He's not able to leave his country, yet he courageously agrees to work with me on activating this notorious prison of Alcatraz, which is a national park that receives up to 5,000 visitors a day. So one of the reasons he was so interested in doing this is that the audience and the visitorship was so broad. It wasn't just, you know, people who go to museums or galleries or art critics. I mean, these were normal people that, you know, were traveling to visit a historic site. And it was a great opportunity for him to not only talk about his own experience and what had occurred to him and in terms of his detention in China, but to broaden the conversation to include the notion that there are human rights abuses happening globally every day, something we know deeply, but it's not always something that gets addressed in our lives. And bringing this conversation in front of normal people, thousands of people a day, you know, how wonderful to have the opportunity, you know, even for a second, to draw people's attention to some of these abuses through the courageous acts of the prisoners of conscience that were depicted in the project. I mean, what a great opportunity.
And I think it's an opportunity now that more people, because of the film, will be able to know about. Cheryl, I want to say for those who are just tuning in on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Cheryl Haynes is joining us today. We're talking with her not only about the amazing work that she's been able to do, of course, I mentioned earlier her being a curator, but also an individual who's been able to share the work of Ai Weiwei, especially now in the film, Ai Weiwei, Yours Truly. So, you know, talk to us about this particular project. Did the film just seem like the next natural step for you, Cheryl, in sharing the story?
Well, first of all, I have to say what a great honor and privilege it was to curate at large Ai Weiwei and Alcatraz. There were almost 900,000 people that visited the island during the run of the exhibition. And it became very clear to us during that period that, you know, the messages contained within the show, you know, addressing the need for basic human rights, freedom of expression, you know, the role that communication can play to help create a just society, and our individual role in addressing the societal ills we see around us, were such universal concepts that they could transcend a contemporary art exhibition. And as a result, there have been two books that have been published around the exhibition, and now this feature-length documentary film. Now, this is my first film. I am not a film director. It was only really midway through the production of At Large that I realized that the messages were so important and could be accessible on a pretty broad level that we had to think about a medium that would carry the message more broadly, thus the film.
Right. And so now, as I mentioned, you know, you're gearing up for something big in April, of course, and that being the premiere presentation at the San Francisco International Film Festival. You know, I'm curious as to how you balance this, Cheryl. I mean, as a creative, I totally understand how, you know, for you it is about the art. But as you said, you know, you are definitely a part of the story because, as you said, you know, not being a filmmaker but now being able to do this amazing work, to have this access, how does it feel to be the one that helps this story be told in this Broadway?
Oh, I'm so grateful to have had this opportunity. The learning curve has been incredibly steep, but I've had a wonderful team and, you know, great editor, you know, Gina Leichbricht, and creative producers, David Spalding and Sharon Wood, and a number of other people, of course, that have been so instrumental in making this work. But I'm particularly delighted that we're going to have our world premiere here in San Francisco because this is where At Large was, this is where all the filmmaking team reside, And I think the messages contained within this film are, there's so much about what San Francisco was all about. You know, I mean, we care deeply about human rights here, and I'm just thrilled that the SF film has decided to premiere it here in this community.
I'm glad that you mentioned, because one of the things that I noticed, again, when I was prepping for your segment, Cheryl, of course, is the book, the Chronicle Books that we've had a chance to work with several times here on Conversations Live, published last year. You know, and I think, you know, too, the great thing about what you've been able to do with the platforms is that you're reaching people literally where they are, for those who are able to physically to be able to attend and to see, you know, the art. There was that opportunity, as you mentioned, the book that came out, that was an opportunity to get it literally into people's hands, and now for people to be able to see it. So what is the hope? I mean, as someone who is so fascinated by sharing the story of others, and especially someone like Ai Weiwei's story, what is your hope that comes out of this documentary?
Well, I think for all of us involved, we would like to have as broad reach as possible. And I was actually just having a meeting with a patron who has decided to underwrite us securing an educational outreach director so that we can try to get this film seen in as many schools, art schools, colleges, and universities as possible, because I think there are messages contained within this film that are really for the next generation. And that is that, you know, we can all do something. The world seems like a very daunting place at the moment. There's so many difficult things, and it's hard to even know what to address first. But the overriding message of this film is that all it takes is a simple to make a difference in someone's life. And if one person changes their trajectory or thinks about their responsibility in this world in a different way, it will be a great success.
What a powerful thing. And as you said, I mean, to be able to have a part in this, I think, you know, has to be a humbling experience for you, not even just with the film, Cheryl, but also along the different stages of being able to see the message continue to spread. And I think, too, the responsibility we all have, right? I mean, is that also something you hope comes from this, is that how all of us can be able to do our part in whatever way we can? Your way seems to be through art and through that, using that platform, but in whatever way we can to be able to not only to make a difference, but to support those making a difference.
Well, absolutely. It's our responsibility, but it's also our honor and our privilege.
So again, everyone, Cheryl Haynes has been our guest for this segment. We've been speaking with her not only about the work that she's been able to do as a curator, but also now putting on a different hat as director of this amazing new project that's going to be making its premiere in San Francisco in April, and that, of course, being Ai Weiwei, yours truly. We've been talking with her not only about this experience, but also, of course, what it's been like for her to have this opportunity. So, Cheryl, how can our audience be able to stay connected with the journey of this project and kind of keep up with updates?
Well, we've got social media channels, both through the Yours Truly entity, the Foresight Foundation entity, and SF Film. So Yours Truly, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are all at Yours Truly Doc.
So make sure you all are staying connected with the project at Yours Truly Doc on social media. Cheryl, congratulations to yourself and the team for being able to help, again, to spread the word about this story. Again, everyone, Ai Weiwei, Yours Truly, making its premiere at the San Francisco International Film Festival on Sunday, April the 14th. So make sure you guys look out for the updates on that, both, of course, from the work with Yours Truly, as well as, of course, from the Film Festival website. Cheryl, thank you so much for this time. I really appreciate it, and looking forward to having you back on the program again.
Thank you, Cyrus. It was a real pleasure. Have a
thank
great
you.
Day.
Hey, you do the same thing, Cheryl, and we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Cheryl, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site, so head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Or go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. If you click on the link there, you can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there, too. Now, I will say, for those listening to the podcast, because you guys know I'm a bookie, I've actually put the link to the book always, also Ai Weiwei, Yours Truly, there for you guys to be able to one-click it on Amazon. You guys can get either the print or the Kindle edition for less than $10. It's a great deal, so make sure you guys take advantage of that. If you're not able to go to actually see the doc when it makes its premiere in April in San Francisco, Francisco, definitely take advantage of being able to get the book so you can find out more information about what Cheryl was talking about here. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's make it a great one.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.